This week, Putnam County Commissioners approved 92 new employees as part of the 2023-2024 fiscal year budget. The biggest part of those new staffers will come in the expanded Putnam County Justice Center, set to be completed next spring. The budget also includes additional pay for many of the new hires and a quicker timeline to get to maximum pay. Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferris says the extra money will help with recruiting, but it's just one part of the challenge right now to get people to enter law enforcement and to stay there. We continue our discussion with Eddie Ferris and Livingston Police Chief Ray Smith. What training goes into an officer getting started? Let's say if I was coming to work at the Livingston Police Department. How much training am I going through?
Well, just straight off, you're in an FTO program, an officer that understands the process of being law enforcement, just to get basic started. They'll arrive for X amount of time, and then we do evaluations, see that they're getting just the basics, the policies, the procedurals, the basic understanding of law enforcement. And then after that, we send them off to the academy, and it's 12 weeks now, and they're down there to ensure even more. And the training they receive down there is always top of the line. It's the newest and greatest that's come out. And I've often said it usually takes about 2 years, two good years of learning to ever get to the base that here it is, you know, it's time to start on your own. And it's a great long process. It's just not bring somebody in, turn them loose. I mean, those days are way gone, and the training that they receive now, I believe, is top-notch. And the Tennessee Law Enforcement Training Academy has got some great instructors, and they instill in you every day all the training that's put out there. But it's not a short process. It's a very long process. And what we find in Livingston is the more that we can put to them and understand and take our time to explain things, it's like, this is how it is. The know why it is that way is the greatest answer, and we do that training quite often. And it's a good 2 years of nothing but training before they're really set out.
Which makes that retention, Sheriff, huge. I mean, you've invested this money.
Yeah, we invest a lot of money. It's several thousands of dollars to get somebody hired and brought up to speed to where they can work. You know, one of the things that we researched, did a little research this year during our budget time, was the average TCRS retirement worker was like 14 years. And of course, to get full benefits, you got to stay 30 years. So 14 years means there's a whole lot of turnover. And the chief mentioned about Tennessee Law Enforcement Academy. The only one we had for a lot of years was Donelson. It's still the home headquarters. But there's several other agencies that now offer that training. And we end up having the turnover rate as far as officers and deputies across the state. And so people attending those academies are great, the numbers. And so we find ourselves more often than not going to Blount County to their basic school. Knox County Sheriff's Office up there has a great one. And so, but we do that often and have to get some, you know, several months out in advance in order to get some slots to be able to send people. But the time you invest in equipment, and the training itself is, you know, we're way upward there. We're probably close to $100,000 if you start taking all that in a 2 year period, as far as the equipment, and you start adding vehicle in and so on and so forth. So that's it's a lot of time and investment. You want those people to stay. You see me all the time in commission when it's budget time. I don't want to say begging, but I'm clawing and scratching, trying to not to get aggravated at the county commission, but to try very hard to make them understand that, you know, I'm not just up there asking for money. We're asking for retention and people that's going to take care of our community for a long time. And thank goodness, once again, we've got a really good commission. Been fortunate since I've been sheriff in 14 that we've had commissions that's willing to help and listen. And I think, you know, we've came a long way at the sheriff's office, and I do consider ourselves one of the best sheriff's offices in the state and across the country. And money has to be to play a part of that, and training and retention and trying to keep those deputies here in our community to do that. So everybody has to work together. It's a process. And I'll go back to the things we talked about earlier. You talked about, you know, you want to be a sheriff or police department, and you know, I worked at the Tennessee Highway Patrol and Tennessee Bureau of Investigation in my past. And so one thing is clear is crime knows no boundaries. So we all have to work together. It doesn't matter what uniform we're wearing or what agency we work for. And I say this every day at my office, and usually either to my chief or one of the detectives or to when we're having staff meeting. Communication is the number one thing. We know what to do. All the deputies are trained well to make good decisions. The key is, are we communicating and passing information on within our office to make sure we're doing that? And so we strive every day to make that sure that happen, and that's part of retention. The better we are, the better we look, more professional we are, the better we're trained. Personally, I think that attracts the top-notch people and wants to come and be part of our team, and that's what we try to be as a team.
Putnam County Sheriff Eddie Ferris, Livingston Police Chief Ray Smith. We're looking at law enforcement as a career. Sheriff Eddie Ferris, how do you, as the leader of your department, how do you make sure you got good eggs?
Obviously, I'll start by telling you that we're an accredited agency, which we got that a couple of years after I've been there. That was one of the checklists that we had to get when we got elected and took the position. And what does that tell us, or what does that do for us? Well, what that does is, number one, we have the correct policies, and then we make sure we follow those policies. But within those policies, when we're hiring folks, we're making sure we do a proper background. We're making sure we're doing, and that's criminal and financial for obvious reasons. We're a drug testing agency, and so they drug test. We obviously psychological on the front end to make sure people are stable, mentally stable, and by professional. We do all these things, and then we simply sit down, and obviously we've already had a formal interview, but then we sit down and have a conversation about where do they see themselves in a few years and who do they want to be. And it doesn't take long to figure out. Not only this person may be qualified, right, but we want to make sure they're qualified for us. We want to make sure they fit in with us and have our beliefs here in this Upper Cumberland area and Putnam County. And so having done all of that, right, from time to time, things go bad and things mess up, and you either miss something or people change. And so at that point, then we deal with it and deal with the legal, proper legal and correct way. And then move on and try to start over. But we've been real lucky in that. We've had a few, but everybody has a few. That's just the way things are in life in general. But we, you know, we try and strive real hard to make sure we treat people. You know, I tell people when we hire them that if you look at this as a job and it's a job every day, then you're probably in a wrong place. People who come to work at the sheriff's office for law enforcement in general, they usually love their job, and they don't look at it as a job. And so, therefore, you know, they're really giving us the effort, and, you know, most of the time people are willing to stay longer than what we're asking them to stay. But I remember the day for Jerry Epstein I worked, you got a certain salary, and overtime wasn't an option, and the laws back then didn't apply, and you didn't have to pay them. But it's different now. It's different, of course, but, you know, we work 12-hour shifts, I can't tell you how good of people we've got. We've got some great people here in Putnam County and Upper Cumberland, and I just want to follow up and end this question, Larry, with, you know, I said earlier that crime didn't have no boundaries, and we all have different uniforms and we all have jurisdictions, but one thing that I'm very glad and able to say here in Upper Cumberland and the counties around us, we all help each other. I mean, we had 30-something agencies here come and help us when we had the tornado, right? We've been to Livingston before. We've been to Overton County before. We've been to Pickett County. We've been to Smithville. We've been to Cumberland County. And we're all good partners, and we all have some things that maybe some of us don't have. And so when we have crisis, we all come together and help. And we're able to do that from MOUs and way the state operates and way they let us operate. We can actually do that. So it's good. We live in a good area, and I certainly hope we continue getting good people.
Sheriff Eddie Ferris, how do you, as the leader of your department, how do you make sure you got good eggs?
Obviously, I'll start by telling you that we're an accredited agency, which we got that a couple of years after I've been there. That was one of the checklists that we had to get when we got elected and took the position. And what does that tell us, or what does that do for us? Well, what that does is, number one, we have the correct policies, and then we make sure we follow those policies. But within those policies, when we're hiring folks, we're making sure we do a proper background. We're making sure we're doing, and that's criminal and financial for obvious reasons. We're a drug testing agency, and so they drug test. We obviously psychological on the front end to make sure people are stable, mentally stable, and by professional. We do all these things, and then we simply sit down and obviously we've already had a formal interview, but then we sit down and have a conversation about where do they see themselves in a few years and who do they want to be. And it doesn't take long to figure out. Not only this person may be qualified, right, but we want to make sure they're qualified for us. We want to make sure they fit in with us and have our beliefs here in this Upper Cumberland area and Putnam County. And so having done all of that, right, from time to time, things go bad and things mess up and you either miss something or people change. And so at that point, then we deal with it and deal with the legal, proper legal and correct way. And then move on and try to start over. But we've been real lucky in that. We've had a few, but everybody has a few. That's just the way things are in life in general. But we try and strive real hard to make sure we treat people. I tell people when we hire them that if you look at this as a job and it's a job every day, then you're probably in a wrong place. People who come to work at the sheriff's office for law enforcement in general, they usually love their job and they don't look at it as a job. And so therefore, you know, they're really giving us the effort and, most of the time people are willing to stay longer than what we're asking them to stay. But I remember the day for Jerry Epstein I worked, you got a certain salary and overtime wasn't an option and the laws back then didn't apply and you didn't have to pay them. But it's different now. It's different, of course, but, we work 12-hour shifts, I can't tell you how good of people we've got. We've got some great people here in Putnam County and Upper Cumberland, and I just want to follow up and end this question, Larry, with, I said earlier that crime didn't have no boundaries, and we all have different uniforms and we all have jurisdictions, but one thing that I'm very glad and able to say here in Upper Cumberland and the counties around us, we all help each other. I mean, we had 30-something agencies here come and help us when we had the tornado, right? We've been to Livingston before. We've been to Overton County before. We've been to Pickett County. We've been to Smithville. We've been to Cumberland County. And we're all good partners. And we all have some things that maybe some of us don't have. And so when we have crisis, we all come together and help. And we're able to do that from MOUs and way the state operates and way they let us operate. We can actually do that. So it's good. We live in a good area, and I certainly hope we continue getting good people.